This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, I got breaking news. As we kick off the 5 o'clock hour, welcome into Gwynn and Chris. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr. in Anaheim. He's getting ready for the broadcast tonight with his partner, our friend Jesse Agler. Jesse and Tony on the Padres and the Halos tonight. Game one of a three-game series. Matt Scraby alongside here at the Odyssey Palace, where Sam Levitt will take you through the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show beginning at the bottom of the hour. But I got some news I can't believe we haven't got to earlier on the show. According to sources, the San Francisco 49ers have signed a big-time eight-year veteran.
It's not big time.
Tight end Logan Thomas.
Great. He'll play three games this year.
49ers looking for some reliable depth behind George Kittle.
Kittle.
Yes, that should push the 49ers over the top. There was some really sad football news today, though, Scrape. I'm sure you saw it.
What?
No, Cowboy Hall of Fame Allen dies at the age of 52.
Yeah.
Just
way too young.
Way too young. This guy probably, I know John Madden used to love him, man. They would single him out on some of those Cowboy games. But if you watch Larry Allen, he was about 310 pounds, but he was faster than almost anybody in the league. I saw a clip of him today, a game where Aikman throws a pick. The DB has like a 5-yard head start running down the sideline, and Larry Allen catches him.
Yes.
Larry Allen, not a running back, a guard.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy just had amazing, once bench pressed 700 pounds. 700.
That's it.
Bench press, Scraby, not deadlifted, bench pressed. I'm sorry. Larry Allen was a freak of nature.
Totally.
And what a shame to have him passing at the age of only 52.
Chris, you realize that's only 13 years older than me?
Yeah, it's not great, man. It's just a terrible story. No cause that I see here.
I didn't see him earlier either.
Yeah, don't see. He was an 11-time Pro Bowler, and he's in the Hall of Fame. Larry Allen, 52. Much too young. I also want to just throw a quick thought out to the friends and family and those who worked with one of the great print journalists we had. T.J. Simers passed away over the weekend. He was 74. TJ was a guy that I worked alongside he worked at the San Diego Union Tribune when I worked at the LA Times. He went on to write for the LA Times. To TJ Simers was known for being maybe the toughest son of a gun sports writer ever.
When you say that, what do you mean?
I mean that if Mike Schilt would have told him that he didn't agree with his question, TJ Simers would have got right back up in Mike Schilt's face and said, "Sorry, you don't agree with the question. I'm asking it."
Do you think TJ works anymore?
I don't know if it does or not, but that was TJ's style. He held your feet to the fire. And I remember one time I was filling in on the Charger beat on a weekend, and they were in training camp. And this is before all of the, you know, the social media and all of that stuff.
All the junk.
Right. The Chargers traded for an offensive lineman named Jim Lachey. Either they traded for him or they traded him away.
Okay.
I think they traded him away.
How do you spell his name?
Lachey.
Oh, so
Jim
Nick Lachey's
Lachey.
Like grandpa or something?
No. But they traded him, I believe they traded him to the Raiders. And the question was, among everybody's mind, for about 6 hours that day, before we went to, you know, had to get to deadline and write our stories, was who did the Chargers get in return? Like, we knew that they had traded him, but nobody would say who they got in return. And TJ Simers kept walking around the room going, how do you spell Marcus Allen? As if he was trying to get me to think that the Chargers had acquired Marcus Allen in the trade.
Did he want you to report that?
He just wanted to make my life miserable as a competing reporter.
Well, that's not cool at all. He's completely lying to you.
I thought he was hilarious. TJ Simers, rest in peace. Lost a good one there.
He did get traded to the Raiders, by the way.
Lachey did.
Yes.
Yeah. Man, who did the Chargers actually end up getting?
Ooh, let me click on the
Does
article.
It say?
In return, the Chargers received John Clay.
Yeah, would have been better to get Marcus Allen.
It would have been a lot better to get Marcus Allen.
To get Marcus
Are you kidding
Allen,
me?
Yeah.
So no. Wait, I cannot believe but this. He gave you false information hoping
he
that
didn't
you would
give
go-
it to me. He knew that I knew that he was
joking.
Just trying to make me sweat.
Okay.
Because he
that
had,
is kind of funny.
He had all of the contacts. I was the backup writer. I didn't have any sources at all.
Still messed up.
So I was like pretty much stuck. But
I would be like, man, why are you gonna?
I held my
take
ground.
It out on me.
I held my ground.
What did I do?
I think he had an advantage, and he tried to take it.
All right, different times.
I miss TJ though.
Yeah,
that's too bad.
It's unfortunate.
All right.
Jeremiah Estrada.
Jeremiah Estrada had the great streak, 13 in a row, and there was some conversation Friday night as to whether or not the streak ended. When he came into the game against the Royals and Mike Schilt immediately ordered an intentional walk.
Yeah.
Because Estrada never got to actually face that batter. An intentional walk is just that. You put the guy on base.
An IBB.
I was kind of glad that the next guy flied out anyway. So that there was really no controversy.
Zero controversy.
Right, yeah. As to whether Estrada got a 14th consecutive strikeout. But the more I thought of it, I wondered, why did Mike Schilt do it that way? Because Jeremiah Estrada replaced, right, somebody. Who was it that he replaced there?
I got to go back and look.
You'd have to go back and look, as would I. But whoever he replaced, they could have ordered the intentional walk and then brought Estrada into the game. Instead, Estrada was charged for the, quote, intentional walk. So that base runner belonged to Estrada. Had that runner scored, it would have gone on Estrada's record.
It would have been an earned run?
Yes.
That's kind of unfair for the pitcher.
Well, it's unfair to either side.
You
could have put it on the other guy.
Position, yeah.
You could put it on the previous pitcher.
Yeah, never mind. I take that back.
But I think under these circumstances, Mike Schilt should have thought it through just another second more because it didn't matter.
Oh, it was Estrada taking over for Dylan Cease.
Okay. Well,
so
then,
Witt singles.
Right.
They score a run, 2-1. Garcia second. Pasquantino, ground rule double. Witt's, they score
right,
a run.
Second and
up.
Third.
And then they brought in Estrada, intentionally walk. So why couldn't they have given Dylan Cease
they
the
They could have given the intentional walk before they brought Estrada in. Therefore, his record would have stayed intact. But Mike Schilt, in essence, ended Estrada's streak of 13 straight strikeouts without giving Estrada even a chance to extend it.
He had to have had it on his mind, though. And it, well, first off, Jeremiah Estrada, when we interviewed, he does not give me the vibes that he was keeping track of every single strike he threw.
I don't think any player would outwardly say that was BS about their own manager. But you know what? I'm not any player. I'm a radio talk show host, and I don't understand why Schilt didn't give that strike or that intentional walk to Cease so that Estrada at least could have had a chance to improve the record. Either way, the bases were going to be loaded. It didn't matter in terms of the course of the game.
Correct. When you pinch that happened?
I don't remember, honestly.
Because I'm looking on the game log,
there was
and I don't
a lot
remember that
happened there.
But there's no pinch hitter that seems to be put in there because Perez was already. Oh, it was Salvador Perez that they
walked. They intentionally walked.
So he
Salvador
wasn't a pitcher.
Perez. And then it was the guy, what was it, Melendez?
Velasquez.
Velasquez, who hit the ball on a, I think it was a sacrifice fly to center field.
I think it was just.
So his streak ended there, but it had actually already ended.
It did.
That stinks.
It does stink.
That stinks.
I'm not going to count that intentional walk, but whatever. The record's still set.
The record's going to count it.
It's 13, right?
Yes, the record would have been 13 either way. But I don't know that was done properly. Because you asked earlier, should a manager or coach ever look out for a streak?
Yeah.
No. But, yes, I mean, like, look, when Cal Ripken got up to 2,000 games, it was kind of important that they get him in the game.
Power went out, too, that one time when he was going to be late.
That's the...
And Kevin Costner was, like, with his wife or something. That was the rumor.
That's the wives' tale.
Yes. I think that Mike Schill, it's over. It's whatever. I'm just happy for Jeremiah Estrada. Happy got out of the situation.
I'm just tired of complaining about Mike Schilt today. Seems like I've been doing it all day long.
You really have.
I'm kind of a Mike Schilt fan.
You're not, though, today at least.
Today I'm not. Nah, I haven't been today. Don't, you know what, in general, most of us don't like to be told how to think.
Oh my God.
You think, your take is that he's not telling us how to think.
Yes.
My take is that that's exactly what he did the other day when A.J. Cassaville asked him that question.
I also think that he's doing a really great job of shifting the focus.
Well, that could be his secret genius, that instead of anybody talking about a 9-1 loss and a terrible game the other day against the Marlins, all we were talking about was Mike Schilt
for
and what
days.
He said and didn't say.
For two whole days.
Yeah, but... Still talking about
here's
it now.
Here's someone from the chat that I think is funny. It did come to my mind, too, but he Mike Schill had to have known. He said, my belief is that Schill had absolutely no idea about the streak and didn't care. Records in sports are so rare that somebody should have told the manager about the circumstances. I could see Mike Schill not knowing about it, but there was a lot of fanfare going into it. And they had
I don't
this
see
whole
how
thing.
He couldn't have known about it.
Yeah,
my
they had
goodness,
this whole standing
everybody.
Ovation thing on Wednesday after it happened. Well,
he himself, after that game, said what he did was amazing.
Yes.
So he knew about the streak.
Yeah, he knew about the streak for sure.
Yeah, I don't know why he would just not use the intentional walk and put it on Cease and give Estrada a chance to get 14 strikeouts in a row.
I don't know.
Well,
did someone ask him? I think
they're probably scared to ask him. You know, he might get upset. I don't want to upset him.
You might be right about
don't
that.
Don't want to upset him. You know, I need TJ Symers. He'd ask.
I did hear the press conference on Saturday. Obviously, I was doing post game, and there were some very complimentary questions in there.
Yes. Mike, we love you. You are so smart. But, I think it would have been fair to ask Saturday, why did you use Suarez in a save situation when it wasn't? A save situation.
Three batter rule maybe played into that a little bit.
Into what?
Into, it doesn't matter if they give Dylan Cease the walk and then they put in Estrada. Never mind. We're just trying to figure out why it happened, Chris.
Why they gave the walk to Estrada?
Correct, yes.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Somebody's got to help me.
Are you okay?
I'm trying to figure out what to close the show with. We got another segment after this.
Yes, we do. We sure do. A reminder, stay tuned for the EcoWater SoCal Padres pregame show with Sam Levitt next on 97.3 The Fan. All right. Traffic.
What else is going to be next?
We're gonna talk. We're going to talk during the
break.
Have
you heard anything from Mike Schilt today up in Anaheim?
I have not, no. Therapy session maybe on the other side. Man, Chris is depressed.
It's
traffic
been a tough
will come
day.
Back soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's that? Where's that? Hey! Let's go! Let's go!
That was pretty nice, wasn't it? You know, sometimes you go up to take a good swing, some good things happen.
Did you know you had it?
Yeah, probably about halfway out there.
That is video of Tony Gwynn Jr.'s home run in the Negro League exhibition game a couple of Saturdays ago in Cooperstown. We've been looking for actual video footage of the home run. We finally found it.
Some cell phone video.
Well, it proves what we knew all along, that Tony Gwynn Jr. did go deep in that game wearing the uniform of the Homestead Grays. Scrabby will tweet that out. If you haven't seen the video
go to
yet,
Matt Scraby.
I also tweeted it out. So
go to @ChrisLOSD.
There you go. A couple of quick things, and then we're going to finish with some Daily Gambit stuff. Speaking of Hall of Fame, basketball center Alonzo Mourning today underwent surgery to remove his prostate. He had a diagnosis of stage 3 prostate cancer. Mourning is expected to make a full recovery. Procedure was in March, it was reported today, but the actual procedure was in March. He is now cancer-free. I bring this up for a couple of reasons. First of all, hope Alonzo Mourning is okay.
Yeah.
Secondly, Mourning described to the writer how the routine checking of his prostate, which all of us can do, played an enormous role and the discovery of the cancer and allowed it to be discovered and removed.
Do you mean like going to the doctor regularly?
It means getting a colonoscopy every 5 or 10 years once you turn the age of 50. For some people at risk, it means starting to get those checkups earlier. Remember we had the great Hall of Fame defensive back Mike Haynes come in here and talk about this?
Yes, yes.
Men are, you know, a lot of times, you know, don't really want to go anywhere near a colonoscopy.
Not the most comfortable sounding thing in the world.
It certainly isn't comfortable sounding, but it's a whole lot better than getting cancer and not having it discovered.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's just a reminder. If you're 50, you know, I'm not here to tell you what to do. Only Mike Schilt tells you what to do.
Here it is. He fit it in, everybody.
I fit it in. But no, you know, go get checked.
Yeah.
You know, it's a simple thing. You can prevent something like this from happening, hopefully.
It's got to be such a scary thing to get that news from a doctor.
I would think, yeah. That would be pretty scary.
Yeah.
Good call. Novak Djokovic won a five-setter today at the French Open, and his knee was injured the entire match. He could barely walk. I don't know how he pulled this one out, but he did it again. Question now is whether Djokovic will be healthy enough moving forward in the French Open, which I believe they're down to the Elite Eight now. San Diego's Taylor Fritz, the 12th seed, he spent like a cup of coffee at Torrey Pines High School before basically turning his life into a tennis player. But Fritz was eliminated today in the fourth round. So there's a couple of those notes for you.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, I always root for Taylor, even though we haven't ever been able to get a hold of him to try and get him on the show.
He's been very hard to get to.
Really hard to get. If anybody knows this guy, you know, can pass along a message that we'd like to have him on his own in his own hometown.
Yes.
He's a top 15 player in the world.
I think last year I was reaching out to them. And,
God,
and they were like, you need to like book it like 4 months out.
You'd have an easier time getting the premiere of Uganda on the program, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah, if anybody can help me, DM me, please.
Yeah.
Because I can't get to him.
All right, we got a couple of daily gambits before we turn it over to Sam Levitt. And I mentioned the French Open is ongoing. So here's the first one. We got Coco Gauff in the quarterfinals tomorrow. The American going against Ons Jabeur, who's a former Wimbledon champ. So these are two previous Grand Slam champions. Gauff, of course, won the U.S. Open last year. Gauff, Jabeur, over under 20.5 total games.
Ooh, I like these.
These are tough. Again, if it's straight sets, 6-4, 6-4 would be 20 games. So you're going to bet that it goes three, or are you going to bet for two long sets? Scraby, which one? Over or under 20.5 games for Gauff versus Jabeur?
One thing I remember about the women's tennis is that they do not play as many games as the men's tennis.
Well, they only play best of three.
I know.
The men play five.
But if it's going to be that good of a matchup, I'm going to say over.
I think it's going to be over, too. I think this is going to be a three-set match. Very good chance it will. And if not, we could still have a 6-4, 7-5 type of thing, which would take us over 20. So I'll say over. Iga Swiatek, the number one ranked women player in the world, is favored by 6.5 total games over Monketa Vondrasova. She herself a former Wimbledon champ.
That's why I've known her name.
But Swiatek dominates the French Open year after year. She's the number one seed. They play in the quarterfinals tomorrow. Swiatek has to win by 6.5 total games.
That's a lot, right?
So, yeah, 6-3, 6-3 would not be enough. Because she'd only win by six total games.
You're up first.
I'll take Vondrasova plus the 6.5. But I will say that Swiatek won her last match 6-love, 6-love. Also known as a double bagel.
A double bagel.
When you give your opponent 0-0.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
But you can't even score a point.
Not one game.
Or game, I mean.
Yeah, not one game. One game.
I'm going to go with Swiatek then.
Swiatek for the blowout.
Yeah.
Okay. Padres favored by 1.5 over the La Angels tonight. How much do you believe in the Friars' ability to beat a left-handed starter?
Tyler Anderson's been decent this year.
It's been pretty good.
I say Padres win by two.
Padres win by two. I say no way.
I knew you were going to go that way.
I'll take the Angels.
I knew it.
I'm not betting on the Padres to beat a left-handed starter until they show me they can start doing it. Matt Waldron, 4.5 strikeouts tonight with that knuckleball dancing. The way it's been dancing, I'll go over. He'll have five, at least.
Yeah, I'm going to go over as well.
Did he have like 10 last week against the Marlins?
He had 10, I think, against the Braves. Eight against the Marlins,
yeah,
maybe?
He's been striking them out a lot lately.
Yeah, I'm going to go over with that.
Over. One more. Classic matchup in Major League Baseball history. The Reds and the Rockies. Normally the game kind of stops. MLB Network devotes all of its coverage.
We actually get a national holiday for it.
Yeah, in fact, I'm going home right now. Reds and Rockies, 11 total runs for this matchup at Coors Field.
Ooh.
Tonight. I should tell you who the pitchers are, but I don't
it doesn't
really
even
feel like
really
matter.
I'm going to go with over.
Over?
The Rockies have been hitting a little bit lately.
Little. They got shut out yesterday by the Dodgers, but that was in L.A.
But they beat the Dodgers, I think, on Saturday, or is it Friday night?
I think they won one game up there. The Rockies have won one series on the road this year. Do I dare tell you which one it was?
On the road, it was the Padres. No, wait, they won two in a row.
The series they won was at home.
Oh, I didn't realize they played the Rangers at home.
Yeah, they beat the Rangers at home, then they came here and beat the Padres. So that's their only road series win. Anyway, you're going over 11 runs?
Yep.
Under.
Under.
Rockies don't score the way they used to, and the Reds certainly don't. All right. That'll get you ready for action around the sporting world tonight. The College World Series is on. They're not going yet. They're in the division or the regionals. University of San Diego, congrats on a great season. But alas, it came to an end yesterday in a loss to UC Santa Barbara. They fell 4-2 in the elimination game. So the Toreros go home despite a big-time year under Brock Unricht. So I was sorry to see that.
Yeah.
Their slugger, by the way, Jacob Christian is his name.
The guy
for
who
USD.
Tied it up in the eighth inning on Friday.
Well, yeah. He had a 3-run homer in the first game. He had a 2-run homer to help him win the second game. And he had a 2-run homer to account for their only 2 runs in the third game.
Oh, so he's really good.
He's amazing. he's like the best slugger they've had since.
Chris Bryant?
Chris Bryant, your favorite.
My favorite?
Yeah, he's back on the injured list potentially again
man.
For the Rockies.
You know, sometimes I really do want to... I hate saying this because I have to keep it consistent with the Padres and when their players are injured, but I just can't stand injuries for some reason. Like, especially
it's
Chris
really
Bryant, who's out of the lineup all the time.
It's hard when the same player's out of the lineup a lot.
That's the problem.
Over and over again, you want to, like, call BS on it. Like, but you can't call BS on somebody when they say they're hurt.
But
they're hurt, they're
hurt.
You
got a sore back. Go play. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I know I make no sense.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but you wouldn't make much of a great manager, Skip.
No,
if
I
they
totally
walked into
would.
Your office, they said, Skip, my back's killing me today. I can't play. And
you don't
you
think
said,
Bud Black looked at Chris Bryant
you see
head?
This lineup? I'm writing your name in. Get the hell out there.
You don't think Chris Bryant walked into the office being like, hey, buddy. I don't know if he calls him buddy. My lower back.
He might
back.
Call him Harold.
I had a twisting, turning catch yesterday, you may have noticed, and my back is super sore. I need to be out of the lineup today.
For like a month.
For like a month. No, don't get me started about Nolan Jones has a sore back, turns into a sore knee. Guy still is on the IL. It's been over a month.
It's not fair to say this because it's a generalization when one is not called for, but baseball players are easily the wimpiest athletes in all of sports.
You and Stephen A.
Yeah, me and Stephen A. That's the one thing we agree on. Maybe the only thing that we agree on. Sam Levitt, Eco Water, SoCal Padre pregame show. That will be entertaining. I bet you. No, it will. Sammy's brilliant. We love Sammy.
You're really selling it.
He's been getting ready for the show since like noon today. He was in here before I was. He's so excited.
That will be entertaining.
Scraby and I will be back at each other's throats tomorrow at 2
hopefully
o'clock.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get along. We can't get along worse tomorrow than we
That's
did
true.
Today.
So. That's very true.
If you missed all our arguing, go back on the Odyssey app. For Tony, for Scraby, Chris, enjoy baseball. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.